So, Michelle, you said you're from Canada?
Yeah.
What part of Canada?
I lived in Ontario in a small town called Beaverton.
Beaverton. And so, how big was the town?
It was pretty small, about 7 or 8,000 people, I think.
Wow, that's pretty small.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
I think when I was really little, I liked it. It was nice to play outside with your friends, and we always felt really safe. When I got older as a teenager, sometimes I thought it was pretty boring being in such a small town, but I think overall it was good to live in a small town.
What would you do for fun when you're a teenager?
Well, there was actually a movie theater in our small town, so sometimes we'd go to the theater, but it wasn't a great one. We usually went outside of the town into the city to go shopping or see a movie. Yeah.
And so since then, have you lived in any big cities?
Well, I've lived near Tokyo in Japan,
Okay.
so that's a pretty big city. Yeah.
So I guess you prefer that then to your hometown.
Well, actually, I felt that Tokyo was too big of a city.
Okay.
Yeah,
So the opposite extreme.
it's so crowded and the people aren't as friendly, so.
That's probably a big difference between a small town and a big town, huh? Like you know practically everyone.
Yeah.
So you walk into a store, you walk down the street, you can say hi to almost everyone.
Yeah, well, actually, I've also lived in a really small town in Japan too, and I preferred the small town in Japan to the big city like Tokyo. The people in the small town knew my name and were very friendly. If I needed any help, then because it's a small town, everybody knows everything about, the things in the town. So if I needed to find a place or if I wanted to join a club, I could easily get the information in a small town.
Right.
Whereas in a big city, people don't know the things as well, so.
You also have to be careful what you do because everyone will talk.
That's true.
You can't
Yes.
hide.
In a small town, you don't have as much privacy, but I think the friendliness outweighs the privacy issues.
Okay, thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.